For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Coming up on August 23rd, Tennessee Republicans will be doing some housekeeping at a special session of the Tennessee General Assembly. The main order of business will be to replace Speaker Glenn Cassada, who was pushed out over a text messaging scandal. But there are some other developments as well. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
Otis, is this upcoming vote to have a new speaker about bringing some respectability back to the House of Representatives?
Ostensibly it is. But what it's really about is trying to put the scandal behind them and hope that Tennesseans will forget about it when the regular legislative session starts in an election year.
But Republicans do have a supermajority in Tennessee. They're not worried about losing power to Democrats. So who are they trying to win over with a cleanup?
Well, I think they're just worried about the perception that the legislature, especially on the House side, is full of sleazy politicians. That's just a fact. And here comes Glenn Cassada, and, you know, he was only there 6 months or less than 6 months. And we find out that, you know, he's spending money recklessly. He has a chief of staff who's doing cocaine in the building and groping women and texting about it. And Cassada is taking part in the texting. I mean, this was just an outrageous set of activities here that really makes the legislature look pretty bad.
And, you know, Cassada raised some eyebrows when he very vocally defended another House member, David Byrd from Waynesboro, who was accused of sexually assaulting three teenagers in the 1980s while he was a teacher. Republicans have been pretty quiet about David Byrd, but we found out this week that Democrats are going to try to have him expelled in this upcoming special session. Do you think Republicans will come around on that?
I think there are some Republican House members who are coming around to that way of thinking. Again, to remove any hint of scandal going into the regular legislative session in January of 2020. I mean, this whole thing is just another example of the stench that's going on up in the legislature and has been going on, and gives the impression that they protect, if not condone, this kind of behavior by some of his members.
Well, looking at a slightly bigger picture, U.S. Senator Lamar Alexander is hanging up his hat in 2020. And there was some speculation that former Governor Bill Haslam would be a nice, moderate Republican replacement. Well, that speculation ended this week when Haslam said he will not be running for U.S. Senate. Otis, what's the impact of this announcement?
It makes it a free-for-all, first of all. Bill Haslam remains the most popular politician in the state of Tennessee. His numbers were off the charts while he was governor and even as he was leaving office. But I think that he decided not to run just because the state of Tennessee has changed even more so since he was first elected governor in 2010.
So he could be worried about a primary challenge from the far right.
Oh, no question about it.
That he couldn't win.
That's right. He didn't want to have to fight that fight in a primary in a state that has gone much farther right, and he would have been challenged on his right flank by probably more than one or two people. But in this climate, it would have been very hard for him to get through that primary, and I just think that he did not want to fight that fight. But I think overall, Tennesseans are the loser here, because I think Bill Haslam would make a very fine senator.
Well, let's look locally now at the Memphis mayoral race. We learned this week that Mayor Jim Strickland has $1 million to spend on his reelection bid. His challengers don't even come close. Willie Harrington has reported about $70,000. Tammy Sawyer has raised about $90,000. Strickland says he's going to use it all. He's not running for office again. So is this going to be a steamroller of a campaign?
It certainly looks like it's building that way, Chris. The mayor said he's going to leave it all. You use the sports cliche. I'm going to leave it all out on the field. You can expect to see yard signs all over the place. Incessant TV ads, especially leading up to and during early voting. You're going to see a lot of advertising that the others just simply cannot match.
Well, going back just a second. Mm-hmm. Why do we think this is going to be the end of Mayor Strickland's political career after he finishes office?
Honestly, I was really sort of surprised when he made that statement, this will be my last race ever. He used the word ever. But I guess when you look at it, maybe he doesn't see himself running for statewide office. especially in a state like Tennessee.
Right.
I mean, he's the man who took down Nathan Bedford Forrest's statue, remember? So
his chances for governor are not very good.
Not very good, and his chances for the U.S. Senate are not very good.
So there's just no place
There's no place for him. There's no place for him unless he's going to move out of town, and he's not going anywhere. So I guess I could see where this might be his last political race, and he would be content to go back to practicing law, doing basically whatever he wants to do. He's still a young man, so he's still got a lot of potential there, and he's been a good political leader, I believe.
Well, if the mayor of South Bend, Indiana can run for president, why not the mayor of Memphis?
No question about it.
That one's for you, Jim Strickland.
All right.
Well, political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. See you next time.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here again.
This is WKNO News.